Right now, we are booking spots for our new relationship assessment calls. On this 20-minute call, you will take a brief assessment so we can get clear on what's keeping you from attracting the relationship you want. This call is perfect for you if you are a high-achieving woman, ages 28 and up, and you are serious about attracting a partner in the next 12 months. You want real insight on how to make that happen, and you're tired of trying to figure things out on your own. You will walk away from this call with clarity on what's holding you back, and I'll even give you complimentary access to my new training, 5 Steps to Attract Commitment Without Wasting Time. Spots are open right now, March 6th through the 17th, so don't delay booking yours today. To book your free relationship assessment call, go to the link in this here show notes, complete the simple questionnaire, and schedule your call today. Can't wait to meet you. I'm Zara J, relationship coach, author, and creator of the Passion Attraction Prototypes. And on this podcast, I teach high-achieving women like you how to reignite your self-worth and feminine intuition so you can quickly identify and attract a compatible partner for commitment in less time using my 6-step match formula, the Captivating Courtship Code. Every week, I bring you lessons, reflections, and tips that have been proven to help my clients meet their partners and transform their love lives quickly. You're getting the inside scoop from my years of owning a matchmaking service and as an expert relationship coach that will take you from a wounded princess to a captivating queen of courtship. So, if you're ready to ditch trying to get him to commit like so many other relationship gurus try to teach you, which are just anxiety-creating relationship tactics, and instead learn authentic yet intentional, proven relationship attraction techniques so you can finally have the partnership you desire, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Courtship Code Podcast. If you have been in a loop of meeting men who provide attention and create emotional attachments with you, yet when it's time to establish where the relationship is headed, they say that they aren't ready, they don't know what they want, or that they need more time, you must feel extremely exhausted. This will allow you to feel really discouraged, make you feel like you're in a hot, cold roller coaster of love, and you may even question if it's you, if something's wrong with you, why do you keep attracting the same types of men, why aren't you good enough for a commitment, or why do men always want your time and attention but don't want you enough to create a relationship and ultimately an amazing life with? If this sounds like you, and if you can relate to this, in this episode, I'm going to share with you 3 reasons why he didn't commit and what you need to do next time with the next man that you meet in order to create a different outcome. So thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Courtship Code Podcast. And let's go ahead and dive straight in. So if you want to get off this treadmill, this hot and cold roller coaster of emotional connections and emotional attachments that aren't leading to actual commitment, if you feel like you're always on the edge of commitment and you're so close to attracting a partner or getting married or moving into that next chapter of your life, but you feel like you keep coming to this dead end over and over and over again, that's a very painful place to be in. So I just want you to sit with that and think about the last time you experienced that level of disappointment and heartbreak and how you told yourself that next time will be differently, next time will be different, next time you will make better decisions, you will set boundaries, you will understand what you won't tolerate like you did with the previous relationship. And yet you find yourself repeating very similar situations. You may even feel like you're attracting the same men or the same experiences, but just a different face. Now, as soon as you feel connected and you feel confident about a man and you build this connection and you're really hopeful and really excited about where the future will go, he starts pulling away and making you feel as though you have to prove that you're worthy or that you're good enough for commitment. And you want a relationship that feels easy. You want a relationship that feels certain and it feels secure. And you want to be able to build an emotional connection with the man without fearing that he's going to waste your time or that he's going to play games, or he just wants you to be his emotional couch where he can just sit and pour out his problems and his issues and all the reasons why he's not able to commit. All has to do with him and where he is in life. You want to be able to allow yourself to go through the courtship process without anxious fear of heartbreak or disappointment, or a fear of missing out that causes you to shrink or avoid some of the uncomfortable conversations. You don't want to feel like you're just waiting for a man to choose you and to make a decision about you, and like you've given up all the power during the dating and courtship process. And it doesn't have to be that way. And if and when you decide to shift and go through the courtship process, especially steps 4 and 5 of the courtship to commitment process, and in the CCC 2.0 program, we teach you how to go from single and meeting men and showing interest to committed in 5 simple steps. It's usually steps 4 and 5, which comes towards the end of the courtship process, where this starts to occur. This can take anywhere from 90 days on average to 6 months, but it can happen as quickly as 30 days to 8 weeks. Regardless of the time frame, if you feel like you're always on this hot and cold hamster wheel and you're tired of getting off of it, then you're going to have to change how you go through the courtship process, specifically steps 4 and 5. And that has to do with cultivating the relationship and commitment conversations. Now, right now, if you have recently gone through this, or if you have gone through this in the last 6 to 12 months, maybe even the last 2 years, you may have thoughts and feelings that men only want emotional connections with you. They don't actually want to be with you. Men only like the idea of you and not the real you. And once you start to show any emotion, or you start to show the real you, or the flaws are not so pretty sides of you, that men pull away, they change their minds, or the relationship ends. Or you may even tell yourself that men don't commit to women like you, that they want women who are easier or more interesting or more attractive or more accomplished or any of those things. Here's what the actual problem is. There are 4 key things that must happen during the cultivation stage, which is step 4 of the courtship process. And more than likely, at least 3 of those things aren't taking place. And I'm going to share those 3 things with you today, and I'm going to break them down for you. Now, in the CCC 2.0 program, we teach you the 5 steps of court for commitment, and it's rooted in commitment psychology. It's how we make big decisions. And making that decision to commit to a relationship or to get engaged or to get married is a big decision, especially for a man. To make the decision to take himself off the relationship market and to make the decision to commit to you is a big decision for men. And if he's a man that's over 30 and or over the age of 40 as well, and he's in a phase of life where he's looking to start a family and he's looking to get married and he's looking for that life partner, he wants to feel confident that he's making the best decision for him. So he has to also feel safe and secure during this process. And when you understand how to navigate the 5 steps of court for commitment, and you know how to implement them, not just know them, but you understand how to actually go through the process and implement them, then you will know exactly how to attract the type of partner and relationship that you want with more intention, and how to do it faster, which ultimately is what you want Because if you are a high achieving woman, you're a woman with a career, you have things to do, your time is valuable. And if you're a woman between the ages of 28 to 43, and you really want to start a family and get married and move into that next chapter of your life, it's so important that you value the time that you have right now and make the best decisions and the smartest decisions when it comes to the dating and courtship process. So when you know this process and you know how to implement it and go through it, it's a rinse and repeat process because it's rooted in commitment psychology. This will make you a power player in the relationship market. This is how you become a queen of courtship, because you're going to feel confident and clear on what you need to do at any point in your life to attract a quality relationship. This confidence and the skills that you're going to have will help you not only to benefit you and your love life and attract the type of partner you want, but when women get new skills and they're empowered in their relationships, that pours into all other areas of their life. You make more money, you take better care of your financial health, your emotional health, your mental health, your spiritual health. You pour into your communities, you pour into other women, you pour into the next generation. And when we have happy, healthy, loved, and valued, and respected women, we break generational curses. We pour into that next generation of daughters and nieces and cousins, and we elevate the status of what is required for them to be loved. And that starts with you. Now, it doesn't matter if you didn't have those examples, or maybe your mother didn't make the best examples, or maybe you did have great examples, but you don't understand how to do that for yourself. Don't worry, you don't have to figure it out on your own. But you do want to embody that level of confidence and skills so that you can be in a space where you can not only get real love, but you can also give it. And when you have that level of support and you can be a guide and receive guidance, that is the gift that just keeps on giving. So we want to give that gift and receive it by being intentional about learning basic skills and principles of attracting commitment. Now, many of you listening did grow up with positive examples or friends or relatives with healthy relationships, but even though you have seen it, you may not know how to actually go through the process yourself. And that's one of the hangups. If you have friends or family that may be encouraging you or trying to help you, they may only know what they did. And they may not understand it on a deep level to actually guide you through it in a step-by-step way. But that is where I come in and where the CCC 2.0 program comes in, because I've cultivated this over my years, almost a decade of being in the relationship industry, working as a matchmaker, and then launching the CCC 2.0 program in 2020. And throughout those years, from 2015 up until today, successfully helping women to attract partners, get engaged, and get married. And constantly refining this blueprint with the most up-to-date data, the most up-to-date information on what's working and what's not, so you can learn from other women's experiences and you can avoid their mistakes. Now, when we talk about what steps to take and having a blueprint, it's so important that you understand that it's a gift to you, because you want to be able to understand why you're not attracting the type of commitment that you want and what you have to do to make it happen. You need to see your blind spots. So, as I said, I'm going to share with you how you can get intentional about this and help you to understand why he didn't commit, why the last guy didn't commit, and what you need to do in order to make better choices in the future. Now, the first reason why he didn't commit is because he didn't feel an authentic connection. Now, you may be lacking an authentic connection with a man during the courtship process if you find yourself shrinking, not being your true self, not allowing yourself to fully be seen, fully be heard, not allowing yourself to fully be vulnerable. when this happens, then the man will feel as though he doesn't actually know you. And here's the thing, he may not be able to articulate this. It's a feeling. It's the same feeling I get when I'm on a consultation and I can tell that someone is holding back. And I can tell that someone has a vulnerability block and they're not actually allowing themselves to just put it all on the table and really, really fully be themselves. So during the courtship process, if you have been shrinking or you're overthinking or anxious or you are emotionally unavailable or you doubt that you can fully be loved and understood for exactly who you are and letting that fully shine, if you hold back your opinions and your thoughts and your feelings, and I'm not saying to express this in a combative way that causes drama or conflict, but being able to communicate who you really are, and also for the man to feel safe and secure to be able to show who he really is, where he feels like he can be his authentic self with you without feeling judged or feeling worried about rejection, then he will know and feel as though he knows you. But if there lacked an authentic connection, where neither of you fully felt as though you were understood, you were seen, you were heard, and like you could really be your real selves and loved just for that person and valued and respected just for that person without judgment, then that may have been one of the reasons why he didn't commit. Now, the second reason has to do with you or him having a captivating life. Now, when we talk about having a captivating life, this has to do with your values, your lifestyle, and experiences. You need to be living your high-value life and sharing experiences with each other. And he also has to be in a place of having his high-value life and sharing experiences with you as well. This is where reciprocation comes in. And oftentimes, especially for long-distance relationships, this aspect of the courtship process is missing. Either both or at least one of you aren't aligned with values, don't feel good or confident in the lifestyle that you're creating, or you're not creating a lifestyle that's aligned with your values and the type of person that you want to be, or you're not sharing real experiences that brings you both together. So in this case, and this is going to sound a little harsh, he may not fully feel like he likes you. Now, he may have feelings for you. He may care for you. He may be really, really interested or even emotionally connected to you. But a feeling of like that develops through shared lifestyles and values and shared experiences helps to bond people, creates that fun relationship between two people that allows them to really, really like one another. So if the like is missing out of a connection during the courtship process, then this may be one of the reasons why he didn't commit. Now, the third reason has to do with emotional reactions. If there is a lot of conflict or drama or avoidance during the courtship process, when it comes to connection and communication, if both parties or at least one of the parties feels as though they cannot get their needs met, then what will happen is the man will feel like he cannot trust you. Either he will feel as though you aren't being fully emotionally transparent and showing your real thoughts and emotions, and you're avoiding tough conversations and uncomfortable conversations. Or maybe he feels as though when he expresses himself that everything becomes about you and it's a me, 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 needy, clingy type of reaction. Or it's an explosive and aggressive and combative reaction. Maybe you guys have a lot of conflict and drama, and he doesn't feel like he can trust your emotional reactions. Or the opposite. Maybe he feels easily triggered, or he's scared to really show his emotions or say what he actually feels because he's afraid of how you're going to take it, and he doesn't feel safe to really be himself and open up to you. That means there's a lack of trust and a breakdown in the connection and the communication. So if he doesn't feel as though he trusts you, or if trust hasn't been fully established, regardless of how you may feel about him and how much you may trust him, if he doesn't feel secure, he's not going to commit. So these are three of the four keys to cultivate the relationship during the courtship process and where you may need to shift. You may need to shift just one. You may need to shift all three. But these are the things that helps to cultivate and inspire commitment during the courtship process. Now, when you're rushing the process and trying to control the outcome, either because you are anxious and overthinking, or you're really fearful of wasting your time, or you're fearful of getting hurt, and you rush past the cultivating stage and you rush past those three keys, or you waste months, maybe even years, shrinking or avoiding going through this part of the courtship process and building this relationship, building those three keys, and completely ignoring that the relationship isn't going to lead to commitment because those things haven't taken place yet, then you're going to be in a space where you are feeling not good enough and unworthy and always on the edge of commitment. And because you're in this wounded princess energy of fear, anxiety, distrust, and control, you are more likely to sabotage during the courtship and cultivation phase. And when you have commitment conversations with a man, 9 times out of 10, he will respond with the answer that he's not ready or that he doesn't want a relationship at all. So you need to learn how to go through the courtship process effectively so that you are decreasing anxiety and disappointment, and you're feeling confident and clear about attracting emotionally available men who will commit. You'll know how to create connections and relationships that will lead to actual commitment. So if this is you, enrollment is open right now. I want you to book a 20-minute relationship assessment call. On this very quick call, you're going to get very clear on where you are blocked in your love life. We're going to get clear on where there are some gaps or some blind spots in your courtship process. We'll do a quick assessment of your love life, and I'll walk you through the assessment so that you get clarity on the call. And just for joining that quick 20-minute relationship assessment call, I'm going to give you access to my new free training, 5 Steps to Attract Commitment Without Wasting Time. Now, you may already be actively meeting men, or you may have a man in your life right now that you're interested in, or you may be telling yourself, well, I know how to get to 90 days. I know how to get to 6 months. I can get to years with the man, but the relationships just aren't manifesting into actual commitment. If that sounds like you, then this means that you are a lot closer to attracting a partner than you may think. But there are skills that you need to learn, and you need to know how to go through the courtship process and implement those skills so that you are doing dating and courtship differently, or ultimately you'll just keep repeating the same experiences with the same types of men over and over and over again. And if you've already been in this space of hot and cold relationships and on the edge of commitment, and you're ready to attract a partner so you can get married and live the type of life that you want and deserve, why would you want to waste more time trying to figure it out on your own when there's already a blueprint that's been proven to work over years of professional experience that's waiting for you? So the first step is to just book a 20-minute relationship assessment call so that you can get to know exactly where you are blocked in your love life, exactly what your blind spots are, and do this assessment so you can get clear on your love life. Go to the link in the show notes and book your call today. If you are a high-achieving woman over the age of 28 and you're serious about attracting a partner in the next 12 months, you want real insight on how to make that happen, and you're tired of trying to figure things out on your own, then you need to claim your spot right now and book a free 20-minute relationship assessment call. This 20-minute call is going to provide you with a brief assessment that you're going to take so that you can get clear on what exactly is keeping you from attracting the partner and the relationship you want. And I'll even gift you complimentary access to my new training, 5 Steps to Attract Commitment Without Wasting Time. Spots are open March 6th through the 17th, so don't delay booking your call. Book your call today. Go to the link in the show notes, complete the simple questionnaire, and schedule your call.